Video, police, but dialed voicemail reveals plot to cover up Texas flight attendant's suspected murder. By Amy Furr on September 9, 2025. A butt-dialed voicemail has allegedly exposed a plot to dispose of the body of a missing Texas flight attendant who was last seen alive in March. Officials have charged 62-year-old Joni Thomas with tampering with evidence in the suspected murder of Envoy Air flight attendant Ronan Ofosalary, the New York Post reported on Tuesday. Police have been investigating Thomas and 66-year-old Dennis William Day of Fort Worth, who is suspected of killing Solari. Images show the suspects in the case. According to WHNT, Solari had lived with Day for about a year as his roommate, and a co-worker reported her missing in early June after being unable to get in touch with her since March 19. Solari had been on a leave of absence for a minor surgery, but was expected to return to work on March 31. She never returned, the outlet said. Day is accused of calling Thomas after he allegedly killed the flight attendant in his kitchen following an argument. Day reportedly had Thomas come to his home in her pickup truck, after which the two allegedly drove with the woman's body to Bowie, where they threw it off a bridge. The Post article continued. During the murder investigation, detectives discovered what they believe is a butt-dialed voicemail on Thomas' phone that captures her and Day straining to move a heavy object. A male voice is heard on the recording saying, "Hey, help me. Make sure the lid's on, and I'm sorry I got you messed up in this," according to the affidavit. Thomas initially denied any knowledge of the alleged murder but later said Day used her truck and she was with him, claiming she was asleep for a portion of the time they were driving together. She has since been charged with tampering with evidence and was later released from the Tarrant County jail on bond. Day allegedly admitted strangling Solari, and when he consented to a police search of his home on June 23, police found surveillance footage of the man dragging what looked like a body. He was charged with murder and is being held in the Tarrant County Jail on a $200,000 bond. According to Fox 4, Solari's co-worker shared with investigators a video from March 19. The flight attendant sent her that reportedly recorded a man yelling and also showed Solari's handgun. The WHNT report stated, Day initially denied any involvement, but then admitted that he snapped after Rana was videoing him and threatened to call the police, according to police documents. Day allegedly strangled Rana on the kitchen floor, then dragged her body into the backyard, where he realized the security cameras were recording him. Then he said he disconnected the surveillance equipment, loaded her body into a trash bin and drove the body near Bowie, where he dumped her over a bridge, the documents stated. While Rana's body has not been found, her cell phone did ping in the area, according to investigators, the outlet said.